Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. This is the ashar of our daughter Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the title of which is Ya in aama aahe sahar de kate hai. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya in aama aahe sahar de kate hai Madine ki shamo sahar dekhte hai Ya in aam aahe sahar dekhte hai Madine ki shamo sahar dekhte hai Jise aap kaaba khabar dekhte hai Use ghair se be khabar dekhte hai Jise aap kaaba khabar dekhte hai Use ghair se be khabar dekhte hai Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba Malaik se bhi fokatar dekhte hai غلامی سے تیرے غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک و شمس و کمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک و شمس و کمر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان و کر تو ایمان و گرم تر دیکھ تو ایمان و گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں کثرت محبت بچوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں تطرت محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر سناتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ سن جو جالی پہ سن میں آنا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ سن میں آنا کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں نام آ ہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام سحر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ سن میں آنا کہہ رہے ہیں اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلم علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد. فرینڈز, ٹو ٹرانسلیٹ دی اشعار آف اے لور, a person who is bereft of the quality of love, something like impossible. But then we'll try just to give a literal translation of what has been said here. These are words of a person immersed in the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night, these are the thoughts that pass through their minds, where I'm thinking of rands and cents, and thinking of all my daily routines, etc. Days were day and night, all the time, like Hazrat Allah said, that eyes just to open up at night and pen just used to start flowing. They were inspired. And how is a person like me going to translate these words? But anyway, ye inaam aahe sahar dekhte hain. They are seeing the fruit of the crying at the time of in the twilight hours of the morning. They don't wake up and sit in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pour our hearts out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up His doors of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pours down His fadl and His karam and His grace, and we see the benefit of it. First it seems so difficult, how am I going to wake up with tahajjud, how am I going to sacrifice this, how am I going to sacrifice that? But when a person starts doing, you come one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes 10 steps towards you. So it is walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes running. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, inaam-e aahe sahar dekhte hain, Madina ki shaam o sahar dekhte hain. That through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a little bit we made an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the blessed city of Madina Sharif. We see the morning, the evening, the sunrise, the sunset, the environment, that this is a place from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread our guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to move from Makkah Mukarramah, come to Madina Munawwara, and we are in that month, Rabiul Awwal, the month of the birth of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also mentioned perhaps in this month, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his safar of hijrah from Makkah Sharif to Madina Sharif, came here. So a little bit of effort we came towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us the morning, the sunrise, the sunset, the environment of that place from where guidance spread throughout the whole world. Jise aapka baakhabar dekhte hain, اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں. That we see that those people who have linked themselves to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they have, so to say, become little bit acquainted, little bit connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they have become disconnected from everything else. Like Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said in another couplet, that, oh Allah, when you became mine, then everything is mine. And if you're not mine, then nothing is mine. Like that, when connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then everything, we see that a person just, his thought, his speaking, his whatever he does, What is the sin of making wudu? What is the sin? How should I read salah? How should I enter the masjid? How should I leave the masjid? All the time he's just in this. And everything else, now people can say whatever they want to. That person wants to use a toothbrush and toothpaste, let him use it. I will use the miswak. So I will be ba-khabar with the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ba-khabar from every other way. I will be disconnected from everything else. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ghulamun se teri ghulamun ka rutba. Malaik se bhi fokhtar dekhte hai. That person who became the slave of your servant, that person in servitude, that those who were connected to you. Now, we haven't seen the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, but because we connect with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we follow the way of life of Rasul Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we follow the way of life of the servants of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were like stars, Ashabi kal Nujum, the nice Sahaba, my followers, my companions, they are like the stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be rightly guided. You will find your destination. So we are serving you towards the servants of you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now our value has become increased. Madinah ki nisbat e qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That my connection with the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of Nabiya of Madinah Sharif, my connection with him, that is my value. Otherwise, if you look in real sense, what am I? I'm just beautifully covered by the skin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with. Otherwise, what is in the two bags of filth, urine and stool? Well, where did I come from? From that one droplet. Where am I going to? I'm going into the grave to be decomposed and eaten up by the worms. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because from among the successful ones. So friends, if you look at us, then what is my value? Absolutely nothing. I may be having an empire, I may be having businesses, I may be having everything, so to say, going for me. I may be touching gold and it turns into gold. But what is that? Absolutely nothing. When I became connected with the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is my true value. Then you will see, now what is a person, what is a real human being? Otherwise, I'm just another person walking around, just another number. But when I'll bring the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into myself, then you will become yuhibbukumullah, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become beloved to the creator of the universe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with tawfiq, that we bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. That by serving the servants of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in a person. Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbad pe har dami, usse rushke shams wa qamar dekhte hain. We see that the tajalli, the countenance, the nur, the anwarat, the light that is coming all the time on the green dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the place between my rawdah and my minbar, that is the place of Jannah. Riyadh al-Jannah, it is a garden of Jannah. What can, this becomes the envy of the sun and of the moon. Whoever may feel whatever he wants to, that I am this person, I am the ruler of this place, I am the mayor, I am the counselor, I am so big businessman, I got such a high position, I got this and that and that. When you come to Madinah Sharif and you see the countenance and you see all the simple people there who are connected to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what enjoyment of life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. Now they become the envy of all these people. That I may be whoever I am, but look at them, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, just because they are connected to the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Madinah ka jughrafiya dekh kar hum ajab hale qalb aur jigar dekhte hain. That when we see the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinah Sharif, we see the environment there, we see the people, how somebody is engaged in dua, somebody is engaged at the Rodha Park, passing salam, somebody is making all that environment, and we see the tajalliyat, we see the geography, as Rasulullah used the word there, that we see the city and we see the environment, then we see we feel a different kayfiyat, a different condition which comes upon the heart. We feel that if only I can live here forever and ever, that I don't have to go back from here. And we feel the peace of mind and the contentment of heart that is just in the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when you bring the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into yourself, then what to say? Then how you will become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes, he says, Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hain. That even just the thought, when we just think of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam city, when we think of the green dome, then how the heart yearns that we want to go there again. A person may have gone how many times, but you'll never get tired. You want to go again and again and again. This is that whenever we think of the green dome, the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings about a different condition in our iman. It increases our iman. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the promises that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to us of Jannah, Jahannam, after the battle of Badr, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the kuffar, the chiefs who were slain and thrown into the well. Said, did you find what was promised to you? Did you find it to be true? Now you see Jannah, Jahannam, etc., all the conditions that it was. So when you just think of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and just think of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it brings about a different condition in our iman. It increases and strengthens one's iman. For Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Tafarta muhabbat, the shawqi al-marhali, Madina ke dar aur diwar dekhte hain. That out of, I may be staying far from Madina Sharif, but because of that connection, because of that love, because of that yearning, all the time, like one time, I think it was Malaya Hussain Pandori Madhazilali who came here, and he said, if you want to really bring the connection of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to your life, you have to build a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do four things. Always, whenever giving and taking anything, do it with the right hand. Just and do it consciously. Because a person whole day, either you are giving something, taking something, giving something, taking something. So all the time that the tasawwur, the thought of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought of the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay in the mind. Whenever you meet somebody, make salam. And increase the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the maqneen du'as that when I'm getting into the car, when I wake up, when I'm wearing my clothes, when I'm looking into the mirror, when I sit down to eat, all the maqneen du'as, this will bring a connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will create a bond between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The three I remember right now, the first one I cannot remember. Anyway, the first one, muhabbat, the shawq, and the zarham, Madina ke dar aur diwar dekhte hain, that out of love and out of yearning, so to say, we are seeing the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How far I may be, but I'm seeing these walls, I'm seeing these alleys, I'm seeing the masjid of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm seeing the resting place of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it's bringing back the thoughts of history. What must have been the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How must the Sahaba's houses have been? How must the masjid have been in that time? So the Hazrat Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. Then now, just thinking of the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now it takes us back into history. Now we're trying to think, how was the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the house of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how that have been the apartment of the Azwajul Mutahharat, of the family of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how must have been the city? Compared, we think of our mansions and we think of our highways and our byways and our boat cars, but what must have been in that life? And what contentment they must have been, and what peace and serenity there was, even up till today that is there, now in our mind, just thinking out of love. When a person loves something, then everything that is connected to it becomes beloved. Now we bring Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Sahaba, the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much is there being? All the time now a person's mind is only thinking about these things. Then Hazratullah rahmatullahi says, Je roda pe hajir salateen huye hai, to pindar zeer o zabar dekhte hai. A person may be whoever, he may be the ruler of his land, wherever he came from. But when he comes here, we see him in a different condition. Restless, humble, and he realizes that I'm nothing. And yet everybody is equal, whether it is a king, whether it is a peasant. Everybody in a different condition, different state of mind, all the time with respect, with the utmost humility, we see that whoever it may be, this is the condition when we come to the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you bring the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into your life. Further, Hazrat Allah says, Ya jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai, ye akhtar unhe chashm tar dekhte hai. That those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted and given tawfiq, and they come to the Mubarak gate and the jali, the mashing of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, and you just see the tears of love flowing, and the person is now converting secretly in his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a different condition comes upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us again and again and again there, and more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills the life of a way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد This is the month of Rabiul Awal, and in this month normally much more is spoken about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we should not confine it to this month only. A believer, 12 months of the year, he thinks about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we try to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our lives. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you, and Allah will forgive your sins. So what a great honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. Once some great alim from America came, and he mentioned to us this point. He says that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like Ibrahim alayhi salam was Khalilullah, and Ismail alayhi salam was Zabihullah, and Adam alayhi salam was Safiyullah, but Habibullah was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he says that if you follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah says, Yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love you. So you will also become Habib. You will also become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a great status this is for a person to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we all have to look into our lives and continuously, how can I bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The outward sunnah, alhamdulillah, many of us, we know that my beard must be at this size, my hair, how it must be, my kurta. But not only those sunnah, the sunnah in our businesses also, the sunnah in our homes also, the sunnah in our lifestyle also, the sunnah of the heart also. All of these are sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of these occasions? There is one incident recently where one person, he was a kafan chore, he used to steal people's kafans. So somebody, after he made tawbah, he changed his life. So somebody asked him that when you dug up the kafans, the covers, how did you find the people? So he said that the amazing thing is that all the Muslim people, I dug up their covers in this one Qabristan, I found many of their faces were turned away from the Qibla. So Imam Uzair rahmatullah alayhi was living in that time, he was a great Imam of the time. So they asked Imam Uzair rahmatullah alayhi, what was the reason for this? So he said that these people during their lives, they turned away from the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in the Qabr, the faces were turned away from the Qibla direction. So Allah ta'ala forgive us. So Allah give us the tawfiq and ability also that as our Hazrat says, four things. We should try to learn the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we should try to practice, have love for every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So two L's, learn and love. L, learn and love the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then two P's, practice the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and propagate the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, make it the object of our life. That I'm going to try and learn the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to love every single sunnah. Even if I can't practice, I will love it. And then I will try and practice. And whoever, even if I'm not practicing, I'll propagate to other people. Inshallah, if every day we learn, or every week we learn one sunnah even, we start propagating it to others, inshallah, Allah will give us tawfiq to make amal. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى says in this ayat kareema that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you but as a complete mercy for all the realms, for all, for insan, for jinnat, for the heavens, the earth, for the dunya, for the akhirat, for everything. All the realms we have sent you as a complete embodiment of mercy. You are only rahmat. Your everything of yours is only rahmat. Sarafai rahmat. And how much that becomes manifest in a person's life, he has it, he will find that rahmat. What the lives of the Quraysh, of the Arabs who were the people of the world before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming, what rahmat came in the world. There was absolutely no peace in Makkah Sharif also, in the world also. There were no values whatsoever. The worst of things were happening. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came and he changed it all. And now there was complete peace. This is a different thing, that our understanding is gone wrong. That, like for example, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, that they will be commanded and then they will change the very system of Allah. and the wrong things will be the right, and right things will be wrong. Like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with many teachings, one particular teaching to have a sunnat beard. But how many people look down upon it? When she got involved with shaitan, shaitan now got them into the wrong things and they look down upon the beard. Alhamdulillah, many of us keep the beard, we keep the sunnat beard, but when we see somebody without the sunnat beard, do we feel any hurt in our heart? Do we ever make the dua for that person? Ya Allah, give him tawfiq to keep a beard. And so many times it's not a sunnat beard, perhaps it's even worse, it's a mockery of the beard. Just a little bit here on the chin, or just the side burns a little bit, just little bit. That is like a mockery of the beard, but does it affect us? Okay? So this is that this effort has been made by shaitan, that today we don't have the true values. One person, I can't remember now, it was either in Germany or in France, that he was a person, ordinary simple person living in that locality of all non-Muslims around, and he was arrested for terrorism. Those people, non-Muslims, they also all got a shock, because this person used to run errands for the old people, go and buy, do their little shopping, little bit in the house, perhaps some gardening, perhaps some this necessity, some that necessity. He was such a amicable, such a good person. Contact with Allah Ta'ala, turning, making Allah's ibadah, making shukr to Allah for having created us, being kind and good to everyone. So they were also shocked. So today, what is the definition of terrorism? A person who keeps a beard, who makes five times namaz, who doesn't keep a TV, who keeps his wife in parda, he's happy that she's in parda, this is called a terrorist. And a person who orders killing and maiming of thousands of people, causing wars between people, people who are in drugs, people who are humanizing, people who are all the evil, these people are accommodated in society. So how things have changed, what great values have changed. So today it is not surprising we find this present situation in France, all these cartoons, etc., before in Denmark, that person, all these things, and it's nothing new. In the late 18th century, 1800s, also in France, they had some show, etc., also mocking Auzubillah, according to them, what they think. They don't harm Allah's Rasul, nobody can harm Allah's Rasul. His maqam and his position, when Allah has declared, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, nobody can harm. When the sun is out 12 o'clock in the day, the whole world can say it's dark. The whole world can say there's no light. It is only their own stupidity. The light of the sun, who can deny it? Who can, in fact, the bat that doesn't want to see the light of the sun, and it's like a hate of the sun. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, Allah made it, its eating is from the same way, and its excreta also from the same way, from the same mouth. So Allah gave it this punishment because he doesn't want to acknowledge the light of the sun. So the same way, anyone doesn't want to acknowledge the light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody can harm Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can do any, lower his status out of the question. When Allah has declared that وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, we have made your position most high, the world together, even if no Muslims, Allahu Akbar. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَثْنَيْنْ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. In this ayat where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that if nobody helps you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no problem. Even the whole world, even if the Muslims don't want to help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no problem. Allah's help is the thing. And with who Allah's help is, who do you need after that? When Allah is with you, who do you need? And Allah's unlimited mercies which are pouring down on Rawza-e Mubarak. People can do what they want to, but Allah's Rasul's position is most high. So Allah has kept his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest in the world. After Allah Ta'ala, Ba'da al-Khuda, Buzurg, Tuhi, qissa mukhtasar. After Allah, there is no position of anyone but that of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In this world also, in the akhirat also, and forever and ever in Jannat also. The mi'raj Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what position Allah had given. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif, and he invited the people towards Islam, and he went pedal jamaat, alone walking he went to Taif, and there he called the people towards Allah, towards Deen, towards the perfect way of life. But then those people also jeered at him, mocked at him, they did all the wrong things. Hey, all the youngsters they put behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pelted him with stones, and when he got a little bit of rest, and he was eating some grapes also, then also he did not, and his shoes wouldn't come out of his from his feet because of the blood, but even then he did not have any word against these people. On his way back, very despondent, very depressed, wondering that Ya Allah, and a Nabi and Sayyidul Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen, only wants good for people. Oh, if his heart goes out for the people, and he wants nothing in return for it. No name, no fame, no nothing whatsoever, just for the people's goodness, and this is what he gets in return. So how does he feel? At that time, when Nabi Ali Salatu was returning from a cloud, Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam emerged. And this was now, Allah was comforting him. And to introduce Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the Farishta, the angel of the mountain. And he said, this is the Farishta whom Allah has put in charge of the mountain. And he said, yes, I am in charge. And if you just give me the little go-ahead, I will crush these people. Between these mountains, I will crush them. What does Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said? No, don't crush them. I have hope that from their progeny, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bring out those people who will be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And how true it worked out also. The people of Taif all entered into the fold of Islam later. The whole Arabian Peninsula, Islam just spread everywhere. So these people who do all this, one famous dua of Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Allahumma ja'al tadmirahum fi tadbirihim. Oh Allah, make their destruction in their own planning. Whatever they planning, and in that you make their destruction. For example, we had 9/11. What they had planned, and the amount of people that accepted Islam after that. There were no Quran Sharifs available in even bookshops. People became more and more interested in Islam, and Islam spread even more. The same thing, now it will happen. Allah's system works, and Allah will do all this, and in fact the person of Denmark who made those cartoons, then he went to Nabi Ali Salatu, he accepted Islam and he made Tawbah. So Allah changes the conditions. We are all aware of that lady who was taken captive in Mali. And when she returned, we all know that how she spoke and Islam that she had accepted, and now that she wrote a letter of invitation to the president of France, inviting him towards Islam, and all this is Allah's system. And the real thing really is not that they are against Islam as such, that's not the basic thing, or against Muslims, but it is, they are concerned of the amount of Islam that is spreading in France. Right from before, the little bit that we know of Dr. Hamidullah Khan, who went to Paris and he made lot of effort. And from that time we know of that young girl who accepted Islam and passed away, and she was buried in Paris. But her body was transferred to Madinatul Munawwara. And besides that, many we don't know much. In 1978, we had spent one jilla in Jamaat in France. And it was a regular thing that you would find people coming to the masjid, mostly females, accepting Islam, coming to learn Islam. It was a common thing. And then it was also what the Jamaat brothers who had married French women, they practiced that Islam, that parda of Islam, that simplicity of Islam, which born Muslims cannot dream about also. So much so, Islam was spreading, And it was a time that till recently the most growing, the most fast, Islam spreading most fastly in the Western countries was France. Now at the moment it is Italy. Of the brothers who give us the reports, in Italy Islam is spreading very far. So in France, in any way, Islam is spreading, and it was spreading all the time. For whatever reason, Allah knows. And this is what they want to curb. Then it wasn't so long ago, perhaps 10, 15 years ago, that we had visited also France. We went on our safar, and our student, Maulana Fasihuddin, who studied here with us, he's from the Comoros originally, he's there in a town called Vendome, and he's got classes there, and the French students were accepting Islam. He also took us to one place, not far from his place. We had a program there where the masjid, the madrasa, maktab, everything, only the local French people have established. That masjid running properly, the madrasa, the maktab, exactly how we knew our makatib to be. Little children all reading, they reading the kalimas loudly, reading the sabaks loudly, which we had had. And this is such a great virtue that when Allah Ta'ala sends like a pandemic also, where He hears the little children reading, He moves it away. He says, not here. This is not place for you. You can't come here. So anyway, these people are running these makatib there, this masajid. And when we were there, they told us that the local Muslims, the French, Arab Muslims, they told them, till we, the Arab old Muslim, born Muslims, we are not in charge of the affairs, we are not with you, your work can't flourish, it won't be a success. But they were running it very, very successful. Apa was with from my family, she was with the ladies. And she said, in there also you saw the Islam, those ladies were practicing. The parda they were practicing. So this is how Islam is spreading there all the time. And his students also, the students, there were even he sent students here who came to study from there. And have come to study here, French students. And also what qualities they have. Then also, we all know, many of us must be knowing Sheikh Mukhtar, who comes regularly here to the Khanqa. Today if you see him, you think he's like a born Muslim. He's also a French Muslim, who had accepted Islam, went and studied Islam, became an alim in Syria. And mashallah, his classes he's running, everything he's doing there, and he's also a French person. So Islam is really spreading in France, and this is what they are trying to curb. Not they worried of the born Muslims who have come there. That is, they are Muslims. But the amount of French people accepting Islam, so they try, but Allah's system works, that what they try to stop it, Allah makes that the means for it to spread more also. So Allah Ta'ala's system is also working all the time. So we don't have to worry so much about this, but of course, any person, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, any of our dear person, somebody spits in our face, and must we still be smiling? If that person doesn't feel anything, your wife, somebody hurts her, causes some problem to her, your children, naturally we will feel it. If we're not feeling any hurt, then we have to rethink and think about whether our iman we have got or not. That our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that love that we are supposed to have for him, the greatest, Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is being put on the gallows. And they tell him that if this time I'm sure you wish that you were safe and sound and your Nabi was in your place. Allahu Akbar. He says, by Allah, that I wouldn't, no matter what difficulties I go through, I wouldn't even want a thorn to prick my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So may Allah give us that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that we have that feeling. And we find in the annals of history, of Islamic history, whoever spoke bad against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who had iman, Allahu Akbar, what their reaction was. not only them, but even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, anyone who spoke bad against the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a true Muslim cannot tolerate it. For anyone whatsoever, where there is the true love, and from whom you have got the greatest gift of Iman, it's from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has made all this the mean, then that is the greatest thing. And you will naturally have love for that person, and you go out of your way for that person. You'll want to safeguard and protect him in each and everything. May Allah bless us with this true love of Deen, and this true love of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahaba Ikram, our Deen of Islam. But today has come a time when things have changed, and the non-Muslim is a non-Muslim. But when Muslims ourselves, when we have lost our direction, and the real thing is we, everyone takes it, me, myself, I am responsible for this. It is that I haven't presented Islam, I'm not living Islam, I haven't shown the world what Islam, otherwise Islam is nothing. But as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Islam is also a complete mercy for the whole of mankind. So at this time, what should be our attitude? What is the solution from our side? The real thing, that herb that we have, and consequently, whatever a person then wants to react, feeling for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, feeling for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Many people, many ulama in different ways have explained what we should be doing. But really, what is the most beneficial, it appears, and Allah knows best, is a few years ago when the Denmark, all that posters, cartoons, etc. were made, that time was a different Saudi. The ulama said to all the people, encourage them to read more durood and salawat. At that time, even on the roads, we'll see still till now again on the roads, Sallu ala Nabi, Salli ala Nabi, that read durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi. So the more we will read durood sharif, the more Allah Ta'ala will make our attachment with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is where it is. Our durood cannot raise the position, but just that our name comes in there, that we were part and parcel. By us sending durood, Allah Ta'ala and increases our position. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whatever good we are doing, it is all going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The durood that we are sending also, that oh Allah, raise the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The durood after adhan, all this, the dua after adhan, all this, but Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is not in need of it at all. When Allah has given him that high position, then it is who can now? But it is our good fortune that we can read durood. As a result of that durood, this person who made those cartoons, he also made tawbah and he accepted Islam. So durood sharif is all round, only goodness in it. So Allah give us tawfiq during these times to increase our durood. And permanently also, if we can increase, alhamdulillah. But otherwise, at these times, when this attack is on, then the durood sharif is a wonderful remedy for it. Second thing is, as much as we can, the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As many sunnahs as we can bring in our lives, we should try and bring them. Even if it is one sunnah, if we think, and I can bring one sunnah, I check, and I look into myself, which sunnah is not in me. And there are still many sunnahs which are not in our lives. Try to bring that one sunnah, and make also that, oh Allah, by this sunnah, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the mercy for all the realms. By this sunnah coming alive, it will become manifest. People will see the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which is the life of sunnah, which we are taught and encouraged, that we should try and increase this all the time. And then people will see what is this great life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. One thing that came to mind, like to share it also at all, we find commonly that we give dawah to non-Muslims, many times they accept also, but we all have this problem that to look after them after that. After service, to look after them, teach them about deen and death, and we find that we feel that that is, we haven't got a solution and that we are failing. Many times you speak to a person for a little while, he accepts Islam. But now to teach him, and what do? We just get, he just gets lost again like that. Again, that one sunnah of Rasul sallallahu Allahu Akbar. What an effort Nabi Ali salatu wasalam made. That he made the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as particularly the Ansar of Medina. What a position. That first at the beginning, when the Muhajireen came, they threw their houses open for them. And they did everything for them. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they gave preference to them. Even if they had to go through difficulties, hardships, they did not worry about themselves. Later, in Medina Sharif, when Islam started spreading, then delegations and delegations of people came to Medina Sharif. We find Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not build up big hostels to accommodate them, big boarding places. No, he had made the Sahaba that they received them. And their Islam was such already practical Islam, not in theory, not big bayans and big lectures and all that, not on WhatsApp and not on social groups, but in their lives that Islam what was there. When those people stayed for a week, they stayed for 2 weeks, 10 days, they saw these were real angels, these people. And this is exactly what that lady who was Sophie, and she became Maryam. They took her as captive in Mali, and when she stayed there and she saw that these people, what she said, that their complexion can be more darker than charcoal, but their hearts are whiter than milk. That these are those people that they wouldn't allow a strange man in the house if the husband is not at home. These people, there is nothing like zina, adultery, all these things. And so that, if that life was in us, and people saw it, and then these people who came, these groups and people who accepted Islam, and they came to Medina Sharif to learn, then after about 8 days, a week, three days, 5 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take the imtihan and see how much of deen they have learned. Ask them, how did you find my Sahaba? And accordingly then, he would tell them, return now back to your house. Stay still for a few days. And then they learned Islam like this. But today, I myself, the weakest, I'm not an example also, and I'm not prepared to open my doors for anyone also. Forget other people. Local people, friendly people, today our doors are closed. Today we will tell them that there's this lodge here, or this hotel is here. Whereas it's not long when we know that at least family people were welcomed. Today, so if we bring that practical Islam, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so bringing the sunnahs alive, and this is also one great sunnah. Today we'll have 101 excuses for this, but the Sahaba, we see their lives, how they open their doors, and then that is how Islam spread in the world. Islam is a simple way of life, and it is an easy, practical way, and Islam spread in the four corners of the world. Allah give us tawfiq to bring that. Today we are in that position. One Indonesian student, he just could not understand that, yeah, how the ustads could stay on their own, not with the students. He says there, he himself, he stayed in the ustad's house. He should clean the house, do the washing, dishes, everything. In return, he should get his food and the ustad should teach him. So he stayed with the ustad. He saw the day of the ustad. He saw the night of the ustad. Everything he saw. So that came into their lives. This is how the Sahaba lived also. May Allah give us tawfiq that we try and bring that way of life, that the people see our life. Otherwise, Islam is not only in the masjid. Islam has to be in the house. Islam has to be in our business. Everywhere Islam must be there. So the sunnahs of Nabi, we try and bring one sunnah into our lives. After that, to study the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very important at this time, and we will see how great to see that, and what an honorable personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the values of deen we will learn, and that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he sacrificed his everything for the deen of Allah ta'ala, and he made the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also to sacrifice the everything for deen, and if that can come also into our lives to whatever extent, and it will be a source, the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi is written, for a person's islah, it's not getting done. We are trying. He says one simple, very enjoyable way of making islah, to study the lives of our buzurgani deen. Just study their lives, you will enjoy it also, and just by the barakat of that, you will see your islah taking place also. What to say about Sayyidul Kawnain? If we study his life, there will be so much of enjoyment in it, and Islam will become alive. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and read on the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his life story, the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much we will do this, so much deen will come into us, and the barakat of this, Allah will spread it in the world. All and other things which are being done, whatever it is, but the real solution is that we become the real representatives, and we become the real people to promote the deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam desired that we must bring this deen into our lives, and we must propagate it into others' lives. If we will do this, especially at this time, and the more we do it, the more inshallah we will find the results also will come. And these people, it's not far-fetched. Allah knows his system, how he works, that they will also accept Islam. Just like with in Afghanistan, this lady Yvonne Ridley, when she went there, and they took her also as captive, and afterwards she also accepted Islam. And not only that, Islam in Europe, as the lady, which is all famous by Lady Diana, who had accepted Islam also, the princess, and she married that Egyptian. And because through her, that Islam was going to spread, they prepared her to kill her. In a so to say, a motor car accident. But it was all planned in order to get rid of her. But in spite of this, Islam is spreading all the time. So these are all proofs that Islam is spreading in the world. And besides that, if you will see in the African continent, we explained many times of Zambia, of two particular instances where the whole villages, where one chief, under whom so many villages there are, they all accepted Islam. So Islam is spreading. They will never show it in the media. They will give a negative picture. But we must know that Islam is alive. And Islam is strongly alive. And in the whole world, Islam is alive. And Allah's system, that all these things happen, har Karbala ke baad, Islam hota hai Islam zinda. After all these turmoils that come, Allah makes Islam to come alive. Allah's system, Allah knows. When the Tatars invaded Baghdad, that was a case, as they have written so beautifully, where the conquerors became the conquered. They came and they conquered the place, but Islam conquered them. And they are the ones, then they spread Islam in the world. So Allah's system, how it works, we must make shukr. Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah Ali made dua that, oh Allah, for this ummah, don't replace the present ummah with other people, because if we don't serve the deen, Allah is not in need of us. Allah will bring another nation. They will serve the deen. He made dua, use these same people, oh Allah. So Allah change our heart. Allah let us turn more towards deen. Dunya, the temptations of dunya, etc. And the real thing, Allah give us tawfiq to keep our akhirat in mind. That is our real life. How my mort is going to come. And to understand all these things will become very simple for us if we just get this priority, that dunya is not my object of life. My object of life is my akhirat. How is my mort going to come? What will be my qabr like? How am I going to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah? And then the decision of either Jannat or Jahannam. If we just think on those lines, at least the minimum, we will see where the truth lies. Otherwise today, the great danger is that the truth has been also camouflaged. Mm. And you can't see it easily. The way it has been camouflaged, and within us as Muslims, all the Islamic technical terms that are used, and all the outward picture of Islam that is given in the broader, in the world, we know dunya's temptation, that it is so appealing, dunya, so enjoyable, which goes with the nafs to live a life of this dunya's way of life. So a person gets trapped in that. But within deen circles also, today how deen is, the true deen is covered up, and the false deen is given a picture of deen. So it becomes very complicated. It's not easy. But if we just keep our akhirat in mind, Allah will definitely guide that person. And he will easily be able to see where the truth is and where falsehood is. No matter how the outward picture of deen is presented, but what the reality is and where the truth is, easily he will be able to see. Otherwise today, things are camouflaged in such a way that many a person, good people, with knowledge also, and with a lot of sohbat also, that a person just gets, and it's only the fazl of Allah, and we have to keep on begging Allah that he guide us towards righteousness. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.